Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing an overview of the Park East redevelopment request for proposals. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. T. Whaley-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and member of the committee. This is something we've talked about quite a bit, so I'll try to move through this quickly. The RFP is publicly available. I know several media outlets have done stories on it as well, but to the extent that there are people in this audience or at the television audience, just wanted to articulate the process that we have gone through, particularly related to the PERC. So we went back to the PERC. Previous RFPs essentially had a provision that said, here's the PERC, tell us how you're going to comply, and it created some confusion around what was the county's role versus the developer's role, and we've done our very best to clarify that, and I want to show you what those changes are. So we'll get down to the resolution portion of the PERC. So the first portion is that we are to use the request for proposal process. So what I want to do today is essentially jump back and forth between the RFP and the PERC to show you how each item is covered. The first element is to not just sell the land for the highest price offered, but consider other community benefits. So what we have done is created a transparent point system where one of the point elements is related to purchase price, and there are other point mechanisms for each of the different related community benefits. The second item is a benefit in jobs and tax base. So as you can imagine, there is a point category for both jobs and tax base in the RFP. The next item in the PERC is image for the community as to be a consideration. We've captured that in sort of a project design category. The next PERC element is that everything needs to be incorporated into a development contract. We use developer agreements, so we have attached a copy of the development agreement, and part of the request for proposals is for each developer to respond to see if there are any particular provisions that they're going to be seeking amendment to. The next element of the PERC is to, we now move from requirements of the developer to requirements of Milwaukee County. So it's Milwaukee County will cooperate with and use existing governmental and private organizations. Of course, we've done that with MEDC and the Economic Development Loan Fund that has been set up, WRTP, and Big Step related to resident hiring and workforce development training. The next element is the county will create a Community Economic Development Fund. Again, that's exactly what has been done with MEDC, and the Economic Development Fund is now available. In partnership with MEDC, all of the information and application are available online. The next element is Milwaukee County will include current DBE policies as they apply to the county's own development contracts when we're doing the work, which is essentially 25% for construction and 25% for architectural and engineering. So as you can see here, that is a requirement, that 25% is a requirement listed in the RFP. We also, however, have included a point category, realizing that anybody can commit to something, but their experience in implementing it in previous projects and their plan for this project is something that we want to evaluate. The next item in the PERC is apprenticeship and training requirements. So as you can imagine, there is a point category here for the responses to be evaluated on the proposal of the developer related to workforce apprenticeship and training. The next element of the PERC is, again, a Milwaukee County requirement. Milwaukee County will hire one or more nonprofit agencies, community economic development agencies, to assist in coordinating DBE training and local hiring requirements. That, of course, is the role of WRTP and Big Step, and you all were briefed on the last committee about those quarterly reports and how they are on track with their projections. The next element is a goal of the workforce requirements match what exists in Milwaukee County. And so we have a scoring category related to workforce residential hiring goal and plan so that those proposals can be evaluated. Next element is prevailing wages. So that is not a point category. That is an absolute requirement. So listed in the RFP requirements is that prevailing wage must apply to the project. The next element is a Milwaukee County requirement. Milwaukee County will sponsor the construction of new affordable housing of not less than 20% of the total housing units on the county's park lands, but they may be built on other infill sites and may use other funds available. Milwaukee County, through the leadership of this committee and your housing division, has really done a phenomenal job with what you've set up with your different housing trust funds. And since the time of the perk, you've supported 369 units. If that is the 20% benchmark, then currently over 1,800 units would be allowable in the perk area. And then there's a green space requirement. So as you might imagine, there's a point category related to green design. And the final element of the perk is that the chairwoman has the ability, the county board chairwoman has the ability to set up a group, a community advisor committee, to advise the county board at least on an annual basis if there needs to be adjustments to perk policy. We will certainly be there for technical assistance for that committee and look forward to working with that committee should the board decide to make any adjustments to the perk going forward, which we would then incorporate in subsequent RFPs and the projects related to those RFPs. And that is the overview, and we expect the RFP responses to be back in the next few weeks. I will have a panel review them and score them, and we will bring forth a recommendation and move forward from there.
Any members? All right, this is an informational item, and I would just add that it's followed the perk and the process for selling real estate. This is actually the highest process, which is to request RFPs for proposal. So it's following all of the committee and the county requirements on sale of real estate. So thank you, Mr. Whaley-Smith. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 4.